Yep, I think David's all connected.
He is.
Yeah, it is. Righty, hey, well. Here. Righto, well, we'll get underway and welcome to this extraordinary meeting of the council for today. Obviously, there's no council prayer today and no public forum. Right. We don't have any apologies, Carolyn.
Yes, we have got one from Councillor Colin Pankhurst.
Oh, Councillor Pankhurst. Okay, can I have somebody move the apologies are accepted?
I move.
Move Councillor O'Connor, seconded Councillor Morton. Put the motion all in favour, raise your hand. Against, carried. Thank you for that. Visitors today, well, obviously we have Rudy and Debbie here from Audit New Zealand to run us through the, run us along with the documents today. So welcome along to Rudy and Debbie. Conflicts of interests. Council reminded if they have any pecuniary interest in any item on the agenda, they must declare the interest and refrain from discussing or voting on this item and are advised to withdraw from the meeting table. Does anybody have any conflict of interest in relation to anything on the agenda today? No? Thank you. Moving on to identification of major or minor items. We don't have any, Carolyn, that I'm aware of?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. So we'll get straight into it. So moving on to agenda item 7, which is the annual report and summary for the year ending 30th of June 2021. Good morning, Tina, and I'll hand over to you.
Good morning, everyone. So we have our long-awaited 2021 annual report has been circulated to you to read the full document, which we're asking you to adopt today, now that we have with us our final audit opinion, which has been circulated by email this morning. The annual report summary has been included in the agenda, which we're asking you to approve today, which will be the key communication tool to be widely circulated. With regards to the full annual report, the detailed variances from a financial perspective have been included in the agenda item. The surplus of 1.315 mil for the year against a budgeted deficit of 1.433 mil. I don't propose to work my way through down through each of those unless there's any questions. I think this is quite a historic report now, which was the first cut of this document was shared with the Audit and Risk Committee back in November. So I'm just sort of mindful it's kind of lost a bit of its timeliness. I don't like to single out people specifically. There's been a lot of people that have input into this process, I think it's fair to mention Melissa's work with the finances, other corporate services staff through the audit process. We've got Michelle and her team from the comms and document production side of things. Assets, Dan and his team have had a fair number of queries through the process. And then, of course, we've got Carolyn with the from the strategy perspective, performance measures, that aspect of that information. So, all that in conjunction with Stuart and others to work our way through the audit process. At this stage, I guess I'd ask for any questions and then open up to whether Rudy and Debbie would like to say anything specifically around the audit process.
Yeah, thanks for that, Tina. I'll get you in a second, Sandy. So just first off, you know, on behalf of the elected team, I'd like to thank Stuart and your team for the outstanding work that you've done to get this document through. Obviously, in these challenging times, thanks very much, Rudy and Debbie, for all the hard work that you guys have done to get this through as promptly as we could. Obviously, things are not easy in our current COVID climate, but great, outstanding job. And yeah, thanks very much, Melissa, you know, and the rest of the team for, you know, I know the hours and hours and hours of hard work that have gone in to get this document done. So well done. Sandy, you had a question.
Yeah, this isn't entirely about this report. I did note that fees and charges are higher levels of revenue, increased income for building consents with a reduction in budgeted building consent income. Has that actually come to pass? Have we seen a drop off in consent volume and income or not?
No, there was an anticipated reduction in income, which was reflected in the budget due to what at the time it was thought may have happened because of COVID-19. But actually what happened was the income level was much better than the budget.
Yeah, I think we've been very lucky, Sandy, that we haven't felt the full effects of COVID-19 when it came to, you know, the building and throughout the district, and the consents have still managed to plow ahead. So I think that's a pretty good news story. So any other questions for Tina at all? Or the team? If there's not, shall we hand over to Rudy, Tina? Any comments, Rudy and Debbie?
Thank you, Craig. Yes, I think I would like to thank as well my team and obviously Tina's team. The audit was done probably about 90% remotely, which was a challenge, but we managed to do it. We managed to get there. The audit opinion itself is unmodified, so unqualified in the old terminology. There's the emphasis of matter paragraph on the widely supported Three Waters reform. And then there's a clear reference to the fact that the opinion was delivered late and the reason for, as we've discussed with council towards the end of last year. So I don't really have much else to add. The one good thing, I guess, of doing the audit a bit late was the fact that the information that was provided was obviously of a very good quality. But, you know, it's not ideal. We're looking to get back into a more normal timeline this year. Fortunately, in Dunedin, we haven't really been affected yet by COVID-19 in our office. But it is in Christchurch, so, you know, we don't know how this is going to play out. I know that for this year's, Tina and Stuart and I will be talking a bit about revaluations. That continues to be a very difficult area. There's definitely an expectation, and what we're seeing in the market, that rates are moving substantially. You know, we'll be talking about where we're at in the roading and Three Waters space at some point. But that is a piece of work that obviously will inform the 30 June 22 financials. So in conclusion, I can just say that we've received the letters of representation signed. We've issued the audit opinions for both the summary and the annual report. So Tina has that. So council can go ahead with the adoption.
Thanks for that, Rudy. Any comments you'd like to make, Debbie? You're muted, Debbie.
No comments. I think Rudy has covered everything.
Okay, thanks for that. Any other questions from the team? Anybody else got any questions for either Tina or Rudy and Debbie? No, that's all good then. Okay, well, I'm more than happy to move recommendations 1, 2, 3, and 4, seconded by Councillor Kay. I'll put the motion. All in favour, raise your hand. Against? Carried. Oh, well, thank you very much. It's great to get that tidied up, Tina. Just a quick question for Rudy, just before we move on, is like moving forward, are we hoping to get back to a sort of more stable time frame? I know it's very difficult when the current climate, but I was just wondering about your thoughts as to, you know, are we going to try to fall back into our normal routine again, Rudy?
Well, Craig, the statutory deadline extension that was granted last year covers this year as well. So, you know, ideally where we're trying to get to is an audit opinion issued before the end of October. That would be historically the deadline. I think this year we're still going to struggle, but we will be looking to issue the opinion within the stat deadline as opposed to, you know, breaching like we did this year. So, yes, definitely we will be working towards, you know, November or December. I'm not exactly sure what's planned yet, but definitely next year we aim to be, you know, within the old deadline of end October. But everything, of course, is just subject to what happens with COVID. We need the people to actually do the work the same way that, you know, your team needs to be available.
Okay. Thanks for that, Rudy. Okay, so moving on to agenda item 7.2, which is the Local Government Funding Agency membership. Again, I'll hand over to Tina.
Alrighty, so clearly we council had approved the consultation document that went out for the proposal to the local government funding agency.
We're going to get it done, I think. Yeah.
Can we have all microphones muted for those that are not speaking, please? Sorry, yeah, Mayor.
I was just about to say it, Stuart.
Right, so the consultation occurred, and you'll see for the agenda item, we were underwhelmed with zero submissions. So we did not have any support or otherwise from the public. So this agenda item, therefore, is asking council to, having no feedback to consider, to confirm that it wishes to join the LGFA as a guaranteeing member, which endorses the position of council before we went to consultation. Are there any questions?
I'm happy to move 1 through 5, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks for that, Sharon. Obviously, there's no questions. Fabi, are you happy to second that? You got it? Yes. Okay, then, if there's no further questions, the motion's been moved and seconded. All in favour, please raise your hand. Against? Carried. Thank you for that, Tina. That's great.
Right, so that enables us to continue with the legal side of the process, the debenture trust deed and other matters. So that's excellent. Thank you.
All right, good as well. Thanks for that, Tina. I'm just reading through my agenda. I think that's it for this. Tom, so you got a comment?
Yeah, thank you. Just a comment in passing, sir. The lack of public engagement is not directly related to this, but it's an issue that I think we need to address at a workshop at some time. There are a number of issues and a number of potential solutions to that problem, but I'd like to explore that sometime in the future.
Unfortunately, Tom, we have this issue with a lot of our consultation. It's certainly not through lack of trying to get information out there. You know, there's been plenty of media and information gone out there. Maybe with the Future for Local Government, we can get a bit better response from people as to what our ratepayers think we should be doing and shouldn't be doing. So, yeah, it's difficult. Oh, thanks for that, Tom. Okay, if there's no other matters, we can close this extraordinary meeting. So there's no questions or comments from anybody else before we close up this extraordinary meeting? No, thanks very much. Okay, Carolyn, we can stop the recording and I'll declare the meeting closed.